with only 1.5 weeks before the midterm elections, Governor Scott Walker yesterday called on his supporters to counter what he calls the bastion of angry liberal voters in Madison by showing up at the polls on November 4th.
And we found out yesterday in the WPR St. Norbert survey that a majority of likely Mary Burke voters said their main reason for their vote was their opposition to Scott Walker and his policies.
And this got us wondering, what is motivating people to vote in this election? And we'd like to hear from you. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Do you feel more motivated to vote this year than before? Why or why not? What is inspiring you to vote for incumbent Governor Walker or challenger Mary Burke? Or that what's inspiring you to not make up your mind quite yet and give it another week and a half to mull it over? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. We've got Joan on the line in Eau Claire to start us off. Joan, hi.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I'll certainly be casting my vote for Mary Burke. I can't fathom how any citizen who cares about Wisconsin, even in the smallest measure, would cast a vote for Walker. He has zero integrity. He's lied about so many things, is extremely disingenuous. The legislation that he's rammed through is anti-environment, anti-green energy, anti-women's rights, anti-public education, anti-worker. Mary actually advocates for preserving our environment. She advocates for women's rights. She's for public education. She's for people getting education. And she's for workers' rights. I find it insulting that Walker labels people who don't vote for him as angry or the Madison voters as angry. I find that a bit insulting.
Well, Joan, anyway, you led with what you don't like about Governor Walker. Do you feel more motivated by the negatives you perceive in him than by the positives you see in Mary Burke?
Well, I do see positives in Mary Burke. She appears to be genuine. But we've known Walker for 4 years, more than 4 years, really. And like I said, he's disingenuous. I don't feel that we can trust him. But what we do know about him is many, many negative things.
All right, Joan, thanks a lot for the call. We've got, full lines for the moment, but you can share your thoughts, your motivations on who you're going to vote for or what remains to make up your mind. 800-642-1234, talking about the race for governor here in Wisconsin. Lou in Cudahy joins us next. Lou, hi, you're on the air.
I think Mary Burke is manifestly unqualified. Apparently she hasn't worked in the last 7 years, and with the Doyle administration, he was about to terminate her when she quit, and the insiders are saying that she's just cannot connect and just as a kind of a basket case when it comes to leading for commerce.
Well, Lou, let me ask you the same question I asked the previous caller. Are you voting for the governor more because of your worries about Mary Burke or because of positives you perceive in the governor?
I'm voting for Governor Scott Walker because of his absolute record of success and what he's done to put us back on the right track and turn things around.
Lou, thanks a lot for your call. We'll go next to Ann in Wauwatosa. Ann, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I just want to say that for Governor Walker to malign the entire city of Madison and say that they're all liberals and they're all angry and that Democrats are motivated by anger and, I guess, stupidity, and Republicans are motivated by patriotism and, you know, just is so offensive. I have many friends, neighbors, and family members who are not the same political persuasion as myself, and I believe that they love their country and this state as much as I do. And that is what I find just incredible.
Ann, thanks a lot for the call. We are inviting your thoughts on why you are supporting the candidate you support for governor in a week and a half or so, or why you haven't made up your mind, what you're still looking for, based on the comments from Governor Walker. He's rallying his supporters, saying, hey, we've got to balance out angry liberal voters in Madison. We heard in the WPR St. Norbert survey, a lot of Mary Burke supporters, a majority, say their main reason for voting for her is opposition to the governor and or his policies. You can join us at 800-642-1234. You can also send us a quick email if you want, talk@WPR.org. Don joins us next in Manitowoc. Don, hi.
Good afternoon. I'm for Burke, and the reason I'm for Burke is that she's a uniter. Scott Walker has just been such a divisive person. He ran the first time, never clued the voters into the atom bombs he was about to drop. He is now saying that Mary Burke is a plagiarizer. Well, who's a plagiarizer? When you have the mining company author the bill that you're going to put in that's going to destroy the environment, and you put your name on it, and then you submit it as your work, I think that's a bigger deal of plagiarism than hiring somebody to put out a work for you, and you're defining what that work should be, and then you put your name on it. So I'm all for Mary Burke.
Don, thanks a lot for the call. Going next to Pat with us in Marshfield. Hi, Pat.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
Good. What do you think?
I think Mary Burke all the way. I don't think we can trust Mr. Walker. He's done nothing but lie to us and hurt the people. My wife works for the school district up here, and he came through and he tore their insurance right out of their hands, and they had to install an insurance that just about broke half the district.
Pat,
and now they went back to the same one.
Pat, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go now to Fred up in Hayward. Fred, hi.
Hi. The reason I'm calling is because I think the people, if they go to the polls, should ask themselves, first of all, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago? That's the big question. Nobody gets a free lunch, and I think Walker's done that for us. Also, our education has not went downhill, and I talked to a state patrol guy. In fact, he stopped me and gave me a warning ticket. And he said the first 3 weeks after that thing, I was kind of mad. But then I went home and talked to my wife, and I realized that Walker wouldn't have had to do something. Eventually, through the negatives, we would have had to lay off part of the state employees because there'd be no money for them. Thank you.
Fred, thanks a lot for the call. And there are better ways to strike up political conversations, I think, than getting pulled over. Thanks, Fred. We'll go to Katie now in Eau Claire. Katie, hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm just calling. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative, but I am going to vote for Mary Burke. The main reason is I just have been so upset with what Scott Walker has done to our education system in this state. And I believe deeply that in order for a society to be successful, we have to have very strong public schools with equal access to all. And it's just been, I've never felt so strongly about a candidate based on that.
And you don't see yourself as somebody in the past who's voted typically Democrat, typically Republican?
To be honest, I probably vote more Democratic, but I really do try to look at the complete candidate. And, you know, I'm actually pretty all over the board. I'm pretty conservative with specific things and a little more liberal with certain things, but I'm not one or the other super
gotcha.
Strongly, so.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Katie. We heard from Angela on Facebook, who makes the case for voting, period, because she says it matters. I haven't missed a single election that I've been eligible to vote in since I turned 18. So, okay, it's not for either candidate, but for getting out and voting in general. Well, I think we'll leave it there for now. You can keep the conversation going over at the Central Time Facebook page. Thanks so much to everyone who called in this segment.